shots fired. Oh, MLK and Pencil. MLK and Pencil. Shots fired. Real estate here, 1018.
Keep your hands up.
What you're listening to there is graphic body cam footage from police officers firing their guns into a car in November of 2015. And it's been a reminder of the state of police community relations in the small town of Marksville, Louisiana. Now, jury selection began this week for Derek Stafford. He's one of the two African-American deputies charged with second-degree murder in the fatal shooting of Jeremy Martis, who was a six-year-old autistic boy. Now, the video that you just heard captures the end of a high-speed chase in which Stafford and fellow Deputy Marshal Norris Greenhouse chased down Martis's father, Christopher Few, for more than 2 miles. Now, prosecutors say Few did not pose a threat to these officers when they fired. But defense attorneys say that the deputies acted in self-defense, and it's all part of a trial that's starting this week in Marksville. Bryn Stoll is a criminal justice reporter for The Advocate. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, Bryn Stoll, one of the things that makes this case stand out from all of the other cases of police shootings that we followed over the last couple of years is that this is a case where both deputies are African American and the shooting victims or the people they pulled over are white. How is that figuring into jury selection?
Well, it just got started yesterday, and they spent the entire day questioning a panel of 14 potential jurors. And they dwelled for quite a long time on the question of race. The defense attorneys for Mr. Stafford are certainly arguing that race played a critical role in how the shooting was handled. Stafford and Norris Greenhouse, the two officers who fired a total of 18 shots into the car, killing six-year-old Jeremy Martis and wounding his father, were both arrested within 3 days of the shooting, which certainly stands out compared to a number of other shootings that have happened across the country where the investigations into the police shootings seem to take much longer in a lot of other places.
And in so many other cases, you saw police unions or police chiefs, other officials defending their cops, even if they might have been charged later. So I take it defense attorneys in this case are pointing out that, hey, wow, this was handled a lot differently.
Correct. Although obviously the circumstances of this case are also somewhat unique. There's fairly clear body camera footage captured of the car that prosecutors and even the judge in the case have said fairly clearly show that Chris Few had stopped the car, that he was not posing a threat. At one point, you can see actually him raise his hands out the car window, though because the audio doesn't start until about 30 seconds into the video, it's hard to tell if he raises his hands before or during the actual shooting.
So that body camera footage that you're talking about is absolutely going to play a critical role in this trial.
Oh, yes. And the commander of the Louisiana State Police, which is the agency that handled the investigation into the shooting, sort of dramatically at a press conference announcing the arrest of the two officers, called it the most disturbing thing he'd ever seen. It's actually about a 14-minute long video that shows very, very graphically the grim aftermath of what happened. The wounded and dying child still strapped into his car seat, and the father groaning from his injuries. It's pretty disturbing.
So we should say that both of these officers were marshals. They're kind of fill-in police officers who usually do clerical work, but in Marksville, they can moonlight and do patrols, and that might figure into this as well. But Stafford's attorney says that he feared for his life. That's a familiar defense when police are involved in shootings. What are the facts here that could have a bearing on whether or not he was justified in firing all those shots into the car?
Well, they contend that the body camera video, which doesn't start until the very end of the chase, doesn't capture some critical moments that they suggest happened before that officer with the body camera showed up. They claim that Mr. Few had tried to use his car as a weapon. They asserted that he actually rammed his car into Norris Greenhouse's patrol vehicle, and state police investigators said they have no evidence that that actually happened, but they also can't rule it out. His attorneys actually raised an issue just last week, which could become a wrinkle at trial, that they're alleging that another officer, a Marksville police officer who showed up as backup, also fired a gunshot. Now, prosecutors say there's zero evidence to support that claim either, but the defense claims that all four officers, not just Stafford and Greenhouse, that were at the scene, drew their weapons and suggested that bolstered their client's claims that they were acting reasonably to stop what they thought was an imminent threat.
And when you look at the town, the people who experienced this tragedy and are going to be watching the trial, it's a fairly even mix racially in Marksville. Is that right?
That's correct. And it's also, I mean, it's a town of about 5,500 people in the parish, which is the Louisiana version of a county. There are about 20,000 registered voters in the jury pool. It's about half and half white and black. And there's some suggestion that it could be very difficult for them to select an impartial jury because of the wall-to-wall media coverage. Now, this may not have dominated national cable news cycles in the way that some other incidents have, but certainly for this town, it was a huge media event. There were reporters from the Daily Mail, the CNN, New York Times, all over the place, which was certainly focused more attention on that town than they have certainly been used to in a very long time.
Well, Bryn Stoll, as you travel outside of the courtroom in the jury selection pool, what are people in the town saying about this trial, this experience, and the importance of justice here?
It's been in some ways a very divisive case in the town. I've talked to the local district attorney there just last week, who said that he's found it to be very divisive. He thinks that they have had a spike in sort of anti-police sentiment in town, more resentment, more defendants in criminal cases accusing the police of misconduct. It's also cast into pretty sharp relief some deep political divisions in the town that nobody says directly caused the shooting, but sort of set the stage. These ward marshals were patrolling the streets and writing tickets, in part because there had been a long-running dispute between the city court judge, who oversees the ward marshal's office, and the local police department and city council over funding for the local court system.
Well, you'll be there watching the whole trial. Bryn Stoll, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bryn Stoll is a criminal justice reporter for The Advocate. He's looking on as Derek Stafford, one of two deputies in Marksville, Louisiana, goes on trial for the shooting of a 6-year-old boy and his father back in November of 2015.